I'm continuing to study from the book of Psalms, those people who are blessed.
我们今天来看诗篇的23篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 23.
诗篇的23篇。
Psalm 23.
第一节。
Verse 1. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
这个23篇是我们大家非常熟悉的一篇诗。
Psalm 23 is a very familiar psalm to most of us.
甚至差不多每个人都会背。
Almost everyone can recite the psalm.
那有的人就把这个写成一个一幅，把它吊在墙壁上。
And some people even write the psalm on the wall.
那我们今天再来想一遍，这个诗篇对我们什么意思？
And so tonight we will once again think through this psalm.
这个是大卫做的诗。
This is a psalm written by David.
大卫本身做过牧人。
David was a shepherd himself.
他曾经用自己的力量把狮子打死。
He once used his own strength to kill a lion.
为了要保护羊群。
In order to protect his flock.
所以他在写这篇诗的时候，是他本身的体验。
So when he wrote the psalm, he was writing out from his own experience.
那这个第一句话说，神是我的牧者。
The first sentence in the psalm, he wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd."
我们跟神的关系，圣经用很多的比喻来描写。
The Bible uses many examples to describe our relationship with God.
神是父，我们是子。
God is our father, and we are his children.
那神是新郎，我们是新妇。
God is the bridegroom, and we are the bride.
那在这个地方讲说，神是牧人，那我们就是羊群。
And here it says, the Lord is our shepherd, and so we are his sheep.
所以圣经用很实际上生活发生的例子来告诉我们很深奥的道理。
So the Bible uses illustrations that happen in our daily life to teach us very deep truth.
这里说他是我的牧者。
So here it tells us the Lord is my shepherd.
那下句就是一个应许，我不至于缺乏。
And the next phrase is a promise, I shall not want.
这个应许就是好像你生日啊，我有一张父母给你一个支票签名，上面有一个数额这样。
A promise is just like, for example, it's your birthday and your parents write you a check, with their name signed on the check and a number representing the money.
但是这个数目只是一张纸而已。
But the amount or the number is only written on a piece of paper.
那你要到银行去把它换。
And you need to go to the bank to cash it.
才变成真正的钱。
And that check becomes money.
所以23章的第一节，这不至于缺乏，这是应许，这是一个写在圣经上的，也是可以说是一个理论。
And so the second phrase of this verse, I shall not want,That is a promise. It's a theory. It's written in the Bible.
但是如果我们到第五节，
But if we read on to verse 5,
最后一句话，
The later part of verse 5, You anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over.
中文翻得很好，我的福杯满溢。这个说我的杯满溢。
It says my cup runs over.
那这个杯其实也是中文翻的也对了，福了，这个福奉为旁边有点点点的，原来没有这个意思，就是说神给我的福气好像一个杯子装得满满，又倒出来。
So here it refers to the blessings of God. The blessings from God are so filled up to us, just like pouring into a cup that's running over.
那第一节只是说不至于缺乏。
So the first verse, it says, I shall not want.
比方说，我一个月生活需要2000块。
For example, we need $2,000 as living expense per month.
这是最简单的需要。
That is the most basic need.
那真的神就每个月让我不至于缺乏，就总是要找到2000块。
And so God always find a way to give us those $2,000 so that we do not lack anything.
这个叫做不至于缺乏。
And that is what it means to not being in want.
到第五节说福杯满溢。
But in verse 5, it says, my cup runs over.
本来一个杯子可能可以装500cc 的水。
For example, a particular cup can hold up to 500cc water.
那现在不但装满了，而且又流到外面了。
But now, not only is it filled, the water is overflowing.
也就是说，实际上我们对神的恩典的体验远远超过不至于缺乏这个阶段。
And so it's telling us that our experience with God's blessing exceeds the stage of not lacking.
然后我们大家都很希望我真的能够福杯满溢。
And every one of us would like to be in that state where our blessings are overflowing.
生活有好多神的恩典。
And that our life is filled with the blessings of God.
那这个福杯满溢就流出来了，流出来以后就会流到满家庭啊。
And so this blessing of God pours into our cup and it overflows, so it overflows to our family.
有时候一个家人如果有一个人他身上充满神的恩典，全家都蒙福。
Sometimes we see that in a family, if there is one person that is filled with God's blessing, then the whole family is blessed.
有时候一个教会如果有几个人充满神的恩典，整个教会都蒙福。
And in a particular church, if there are a few people who are filled with the blessings of God, then the whole church is blessed.
所以这个体验是超过神所应许的。
And so this experience is exceeding God's promise.
那我们大家就想，那为什么我没有这样体验？
So this may make us think about how we do not have this experience.
或者我们就想，那我怎么样才会有这样的实际的体验？
Or it will make us ponder how we can achieve this kind of experience.
那我们就发现从第二节一直到第四节。
And if we continue to read verses 2 to 4.
我们就发现我们信仰生活有三步要去追求。
And we see that there are three steps in our faith that we need to pursue.
所以不是说你信耶稣自然天上福气就倒下来。
So it's not that we, as long as we believe in Jesus, then the blessings from heaven will automatically come down.
是要照着圣经的引导这样去追求。
We actually need to follow what is recorded in the Bible.
那你如果这样去追求，神的恩典就充充满满在我们生活里面。
We need to pursue after what is written in the Bible, and in that way we will be filled with the blessings of God.
所以有的人信主以后读一读圣经说，这个都是理论啊，我也没有什么体验。
And so sometimes people believe in the Lord and they read the Bible and they come to the conclusion that everything written in the Bible are all theories. They have no experience.
但是有时候我们看到有的人真的他身上好多的体验。
Well, yet some other times we see in people's lives that they are truly filled with the blessings of God.
那为什么神是一样，但是神给人的恩典不一样？
So why is it that God is the same, but he gives out different blessings to different people?
这个不是神有偏心。
It's not that God is partial.
这个是因为有的人很努力去追求。
It's actually because some people are very diligent in pursuing after God.
所以他就得到很多恩典。
And so they receive a lot of blessings.
有的人没有追求。
And while others, they do not pursue after God.
好像那一张支票，你就没有拿到银行去兑，你就没有钱了。
Just like the check that is written out, but the person did not cash it in the bank.
所以这个二节到四节有三步，我们要追求。
So from verses 2 to 4, we see that there are three steps that we need to pursue.
第一步，我们看第二节。
The first step, let's read verse 2.
请读。
He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters.
如果我们看这里有两个字。
If we read it carefully, there are two words here.
第一个, 躺卧,
the first word, lie down.
躺卧在青草地,
to lie down in green pastures.
第二个,
the second word,
在可安歇的水边,
beside the still waters.
躺卧, 我们大家都知道, 你如果工作很辛苦, 回到家躺下来真的很好。
We know how it feels to lie down, especially after a very tiring day.
哦, 那躺在沙发也不错。
And it's very enjoyable to just lie down on the sofa.
那躺卧就是休息, 就是安静。
To lie down means to rest and to be quiet.
那下面说, 哦, 在可安歇的水边。
And the second phrase says, beside the still waters.
你看羊在那个水, 哦, 它很安静。
If we have a chance to notice that the flock, when they're by the water, they're very quiet.
所以它在喝水, 这也是它在休息。
When they're drinking water, they are also resting.
哦, 这个告诉我们, 信仰生活第一步就是要安静。
So it tells us the first step in pursuing after our faith is that we need to quiet down.
要安静在神的面前。
We need to quiet down in front of God.
有的人, 啊, 刚刚信耶稣, 有很多体验。
Some people, when they first believe in Jesus, they have a lot of experience.
哦, 到处要做见证。
And they want to testify everywhere they go.
哦, 那到教会里面, 很热心要做圣工。
And when they come to church, they are very zealous in participating holy work.
这个心啊, 都是很好的。
And such kind of zeal is very good.
但是人在信仰的初期哦, 如果安静不下来, 这个将来会发生大问题。
However, in the beginning stage of our faith, if we're not able to quiet down, then later on we'll have some problems.
所以一个人啊, 初信主应该是, 除了你想要去传福音, 啊, 想要见证神的恩典之外, 要常常安静在神的面前。
And so when we first believe in the Lord, besides wanting to testify for the Lord and doing His work, we need to be able to quiet down in front of God.
那这样才不会哦, 本来刚信的时候有很多的恩典, 因为忙到最后变成没有新的可以见证, 都是在讲旧的。
And so that way we will not run out of God's blessings to tell after we have believed in Him for a while.
因为神啊, 在我们安静的时候, 才能够亲近他。
It is because God only can draw near to us when we quiet down.
我们灵性才会成长。
And it is only when we are quiet that our spirituality will grow.
啊, 甚至我们信主很久了, 有的很爱主。
And sometimes we have believed in the Lord for a while and we love the Lord very much.
他从进会堂一直到出会堂都很忙。
But we are very busy as soon as we step in the chapel and we are busy until we leave.
啊, 忙着做圣工。
We're so busy doing God's work.
啊, 煮饭, 教小孩子。
We are very busy either cooking or teaching RE.
但是如果没有安静下来, 也会出问题。
But if we're not able to quiet down our hearts, then we will also have problems.
他的灵性会出问题。
Our spirituality will have problems.
所以做圣工是好, 但是一定要有一段安静的时间。
So it is very good to be doing holy work, but we need a time to quiet ourselves down.
因为安静是成长的时候。
Because when we are quiet, it is when we are growing.
为什么这样说?
Why do I say that?
这个第二节说, 躺下来做什么? 在青草地上。
The verse, verse 2 tells us that the reason why we lie down is so that we are lying down in green pastures.
可以吃草。
So that we can eat grass.
这个就是说可以领受神的话。
Or to say that we are able to receive the words of God.
哦, 如果人没有吃东西啊, 就没有力量。
If we do not eat food, we have no energy.
在灵性上哦, 没有去领受神的话, 就会没有力量。
And in our spirituality, if we do not receive the words of God, then we have no strength.
那接下去说, 在水边安静下来, 这就是喝水。
And later on, it says to, he leads us beside the still waters. It's saying that we are drinking water.
哦, 那吃草加上喝水, 这个羊啊, 就会健壮。
When the sheep eat grass and drinks water, the sheep becomes very strong.
我们看那个以利亚哦，服侍神以后。
So if we observe after Elijah served the Lord,
400多个先知都杀掉了。
After he has killed 400 or so false prophets,
以色列百姓的信仰也回归向神了。
And that he has restored the faith of the Israelites.
那天也降下雨来。
And heaven actually started raining.
饥荒也结束了。
And famine ended.
就是在工作全部做完的时候，他觉得很软弱。
And it is after he has finished all his work that he felt very weak.
怎么知道他很软弱?
And how do we know that he was very weak?
因为耶洗别要杀他, 他就跑掉了。
Because Jezebel wanted to kill him and he ran away.
本来他谁都不怕的。
He was not afraid of anybody in the beginning.
因为那个时候他神跟他同在。
Because he felt God's abidance.
现在女人讲了几句话, 他就怕的逃走了。
But the...A woman said a few sentences and he was so afraid he had to run.
然后他就求死。
And he asked for death.
那神是怎么把他的信仰再回头呢?
And how did God restore his faith?
就是给他烤过的饼。
So God gave him bread.
烤,用烤过的。
That's baked.
Yeah, 然后一瓶水。
And a jar of water.
那个烤过的饼就是真理， 就是圣经的话。
The bread that's baked represents the truth in the Bible.
神的话是灵，是生命。
And the words of God is is life and it has spirit.
所以这个神的话进到里面呢，有这种属灵的营养在里面。
And so when the words of God enter into us, it gives us spiritual life.
然后在喝水
and drinking water.
那一瓶水啊，就是圣灵。
The jar of water represents the Holy Spirit.
那以利亚就吃喝两次。
And so Elijah ate and drank twice.
这是重复的意思。
It means repetition.
所以有时候我们在读圣经啊，其实你圣经读了好几遍以后，越读越深。
And sometimes when we read the Bible, even if we have read through it once, we read it again, and the more that we read it, the deeper we get.
那这个圣经啊，是活的。
And the Bible is living.
每一次读都有新的感动，新的感受。
And every time we read it, we have new experience.
真的很奇妙。
And this is indeed very miraculous.
那加上祷告，被圣灵充满。
And plus, we are praying and we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我们的灵性就会成长。
Then our spirituality will grow.
软弱就会变成刚强。
And our weaknesses will turn to strength.
所以没有什么秘诀。
So there is really no secrets.
也没有什么捷径。
And there is no shortcuts.
就是每一天要安静在神面前领受神的话，要祷告被圣灵充满。
It's as simple as receiving the word of God every day and to pray in front of God every day.
我们看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to the book of John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
Book of John chapter 8.
第一节。
John chapter 8 verse 1 and 2.Verse 1. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Verse 2. Now early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them.
这个第一节啊，讲耶稣到完了橄榄山。
Verse 1. It tells us that Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
那个很安静的地方。
That is a place that is very quiet.
他常常在那里祷告。
And Jesus often went there to pray.
甚至整夜祷告。
And he prayed throughout the night.
那第二节
Verse 2
一大早他就在圣殿里面
And the next day, very early in the morning, he went to the temple
做圣工
To teach, to work for God
这个就很忙碌的生活
And this is a very busy life
有时候我们一大早就出去上班
Many times we go to work early in the morning
但是我们回来的时候要需要找一段安静的时间
But when we come back home, we need to find that quiet time
这样来亲近神
to draw near to God.
所以有时候这个生活太忙碌哦，会影响灵性。
So sometimes if we're too busy in our lives, then it affects our spirituality.
因为你安静不下来。
Because we're not able to find quiet time.
安静不下来，没有办法用心啊去亲近神。
And when we cannot quiet down, we cannot draw near to God with our heart.
那如果真的礼拜一到礼拜真的很忙，那礼拜六就特别重要。
And if we truly are so busy Monday through Friday, then Saturday becomes extremely important.
这个是安静的一天。
That is the day that we quiet down.
我们教会这个安息日很宝贵。
And the Sabbath is very precious.
安不是一个钟头。
It is not just 1 hour.
如果一个钟头你还没有办法真的安静下来。
If it's only 1 hour, it cannot truly calm us down.
因为你坐在会堂已经想我等一下结束要去哪里，要跟谁 make appointment.
Because we are only thinking about what we should do after this hour, what appointments we have to go to.
那今天都是安息。
And the whole day would, is rest.
所以我们的心啊，就可以安静下来，这样我们就可以祷告，可以来想神的话。
So the whole day is a Sabbath day. We rest and we use that day to think about the words of God and to draw near to Him.
如果周日很忙，连周末都很忙，这个灵性一定会发生问题。
And if we are so busy during the weekdays and we are still busy during the weekends, then our spirituality will have problems.
但是如果周日很忙，但是周末真的在守圣经讲的安息日，这个灵性还可以。
But if we are just busy during the weekdays and we rest, we truly rest on the Sabbath, then our speciality can still grow.
好，我们回来诗篇二十三篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 23.
所以要领受神的恩典，第一个就是要安静，这样来亲近神，来吃草跟喝水。
So the first step to receiving God's grace is that we need to quiet ourselves down. We need to come in front of God to eat grass, drink water.
我们看第二步。
And the second step.
第三节。
Verse 3. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
这里说神引导我们走义路。
Here it tells us that God leads us in the paths of righteousness.
路就是要连接两点。
A path connects two points.
那这个义路是连接哪里呢？
And so where is this path leading us?
第一点就是我们这里。
The origination of this path is us.
第二点就是神。
And the final destination of this path is God.
所以从我们要亲近神的这一段路叫做义路。
And so of the path of us drawing closer to God, this path is called the path of righteousness.
因为神没有罪，他是义者。
God has no sin and he is righteous.
所以人要走靠近神要走义路。
And so in order to draw near to God, we need to walk on the path of righteousness.
那什么是义路？
And so what is the path of righteousness?
如果我们看主耶稣讲那个我们看马太福音第五章。
If we turn to Matthew chapter 5.
第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
十三节十四节。
Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. Verse 13, Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Verse 14, Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
同样信耶稣哦，有的信的真的很轻松。
We all believe in Jesus, but some people believe it is very easy for them to believe in Jesus.
这条路是大的。
Because the road is very wide.
耶稣爱我们。
Jesus loves us.
对，什么也不要改变了，因为耶稣爱我就够了。
And so nothing needs to be changed because Jesus loves us.
这个是宽门大路。
That is the wide gate and broad way.
那现在一般的教会为着怕被人拒绝，所以一直朝着文化妥协的路线。
And we see that most of the churches nowadays, because they are afraid of losing their membership, they are walking towards the compromise with the culture in the society.
我们知道这个文化是一个潮流。
We know that the culture is just like a wave.
文化人影响人很深。
the culture actually affect people's lives.
比方说中国人的文化就是拜祖先。
For example, the culture of the Chinese people is to worship their ancestors.
回教的文化就是多妻。
And the culture of the Muslims is that they have many wives.
所以这个文化很难改变。
And so it's very difficult to change people's cultures.
那美国文化当然有它的优点。
And there are some good points about the culture in the U.S.
所以美国过去才会很强盛。
And that's why in the past, the U.S. was very strong.
但我们知道美国这个文化也有很多对灵性非常不好的。
But we also know that the culture in the U.S., there are a lot of things in the U.S. culture that's very bad for our spirituality.
比方说最近这个同性的结婚越来越多都变成采用了。
For example, the same-sex marriage, more and more states are okaying that.
这个到最后就变成文化。
And so in the end, it will become a culture.
要变成潮流，你挡不住的。
It will become a wave that we cannot stop.
所以对一个教会最容易的方法就是我们改变跟文化一样，你就没有冲突，你也不会失去教会的信徒。
And so the easiest thing for the church to do is to change with the society and go with the culture and so that they will not lose membership.
虽然没有失去信徒，但是就会失去神的同在。
However, even if they do not lose membership, they will lose the abidance of God.
为什么？
Why?
因为神，你要去亲近神，这一条路是义路。
Because the path of drawing near to God, that is the path of righteousness.
这个同性结婚在神的标准下，这是不义的，不对的。
And same-sex marriage under the eyes of God, it is wrong.
所以十四节说有一个是小的路。
And so verse 14, it tells us that there is a narrow way.
很难走。
The way is very difficult.
这个就是义路。
That is the path of righteousness.
所以如果我们觉得说我们教会哦，哇，讲得很严。
And so if we feel that our church is very strict,
很保守,
it's very conservative.
我们第一个问题是说, 我们所谓的保守很严, 是不是合圣经?
And so the first question we need to ask ourselves is, the conservativeness that we're talking about and the strictness that we're speaking, is that according to the Bible?
如果不合圣经, 我们应该要改。
If it's not according to the Bible, we need to change.
但是如果是合圣经, 我们要感谢神。
However, if it is according to the Bible, then we need to give thanks to God.
因为在这个世代还有教会能够坚持圣经的原则，这个不简单啊。
Because we need to give thanks to God that in this day, in this kind of society, that there are still churches that will do according to the words of God.
这样走在义路上啊，神的恩典才会降临。
And it's only when we are walking the path of righteousness, then God's blessings will come.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews 5.
十三节十四节。
Hebrews chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. 14. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
这讲小孩子吃奶。
Here it talks about babies drinking milk.
什么是奶?
What is milk?
就是道理的开端。
Milk is the beginning of truth.
你看我们布道会在讲什么?
Just listen to what we are talking about during the evangelical services.
因主耶稣有平安。
To believe in Jesus, you will have peace.
信主耶稣有喜乐。
And to believe in Jesus, you will have joy.
信主耶稣有恩典。
And to believe in Jesus, you will receive blessings.
信主耶稣有盼望。
To believe in Jesus, you will have hope.
这个都是对的。
All these are correct.
但这是道理的开端。
But all of these are just the beginning of truth.
那什么是干粮?
And what is solid food?
就是十三节讲熟练仁义的道理。
That is recorded in verse 14, those who are, verse 13, who,
有没有, 你那里有没有, 熟练人义的道理。
It's those people who are very skilled in using the words of God.
Yeah. 这个就是干粮。
And that is solid food.
怎么改变我们自己跟圣经的标准一样。
How do we change ourselves to become according to the standards of the Bible?
所以我们来听道理不是听我们想听的，是听我们需要听的。
So when we come to listen to the truth, we do not listen to the ones that we want to hear, but we listen to the ones that will help us change.
这个很难。This
is very difficult.
在走到义路上，我们就能够越来靠近神。
When we walk on the path of righteousness, we will be closer and closer to God.
这样我们信仰就会越多体验。
Then we will have more and more experiences in our faith.
我们看圣经里面呢，我们常常提到几个人物。
When we read the Bible, we often talk about a few people.
他们在最困难的时候，那个反应在神面前真的是义人。
When it's during their most difficult times, their reactions in front of God shows that they are truly the righteous.
好像亚伯拉罕,
just like Abraham.
他看到他侄儿罗德被抓走了,
when he saw that his nephew Lot was captured.
其实罗德把最好的财产都拿掉了,
in actuality, Lot took the better part of the inheritance.
亚伯拉罕没有报复的心,
but Abraham did not have any heart of revenge.
他拜三百都是十八兵, 整天晚上这样一直跑跑跑, 要把罗德救回来。
But Abraham brought about 380-some strong men from his house, and he pursued overnight to save Lot.
他这个行动就是在神看起来就是义人。
And this action in front of God shows that he is righteous.
所以他一回来，有一个麦基洗德就迎接他。
And so when he came back, there was someone named Melchizedek who welcomed him.
其实那个麦基洗德就是神。
And actually Melchizedek, he was God himself.
因为他没有爸爸也没有族谱啊，世界上怎么有没有爸爸没有族谱的人？
Because Melchizedek did not have a father or a mother, and he did not have any genealogy.
就神就祝福他了。
And God blessed him.
所以人要得到神的祝福，要把我们的标准往上提。
And so in order for us to receive the blessings of God, we need to elevate our standards.
做不到，求主帮助我，让我做出来。
If we cannot follow God's teaching, we need to pray to God to help us.
做出来，那个地方就会得福。
And after we have done it, then we will receive blessing.
所以你看约瑟。
And if we look at Joseph,
他爸爸死了。
Joseph's father died.
他的哥哥真的发抖。
And his brothers were very afraid.
为什么?
Why?
这一个我们以前把他卖掉。
Because his brothers were the ones that sold him.
有一些要把他杀掉。
And some of them even wanted to kill him.
现在他当宰相了。
And now Joseph became the prime minister.
看我们怎么办。
So what happened to the brothers?
但是约瑟。 用好话安慰他的兄弟。
But Joseph actually comforted his brothers with good words.
他这一种的行为就是义人。
And this kind of action shows that he is righteous.
就他已经把他的道德标准提到最高。
He has already elevated his moral standards to the highest.
所以他得福。
So he was blessed.
所以我们信耶稣，不要讲说啊，我国家法律都没有换了，我差不多了。
And so when we believe in Jesus, let's not just think to ourselves that we do not transgress against any laws in society.
我也没有害人，我差不多了。
And that we do not harm any other people, and so we're okay.
不够的。
That is not enough.
圣经里面讲那个义，那个高的标准，我们要求神帮助，让我们做出来。
The standard that is recorded in the Bible of righteousness, we need to pray to God to help us achieve.
我们就达到第二步。Then
we will have obtained the second step.
就会福杯满溢。Then
we will have our cup runs over.
我们再回来看诗篇的23篇。Let's
turn back to Psalm 23.
诗篇的23篇。Psalm
23. 第四节。Verse 4. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
第三步就是要接受神的熬炼。The
third step is that we have to accept the trainings of God.
这里说行过死荫的幽谷。Here
it recorded walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
那以大卫本身来说。And
if we are speaking from the point of view of David's life.
就是他被 扫罗追杀。
That is when he was pursued by Saul.
他根本就没有错误啊。
He did not do anything wrong.
哦，那扫罗就把他追杀。
But Saul was trying to kill him.
但是在这个经历当中
，But through that kind of experience,
真的大卫的灵性越来越纯全。
David's spirituality became higher and higher.
所以啊，他就蒙神赐给他越大的福气。
And so David received more and more blessings of God.
所以有时候我们人啊，自己都有一些杂质在里面，我们自己不知道。
As men, we all have impurities in ourselves that sometimes we do not see.
那有时候神允许一些比较不顺利的事情，一些苦难临到，就是要把我们的杂质好像火这样把它烧掉。
And sometimes God allows certain things that is not very smooth to happen in our lives to burn away those impurities.
那这个是很辛苦，不错。
And that is indeed very difficult.
但是这个到最后所带来的是。福杯满溢
But in the end, it brings about blessings that runs over.
所以我们看约伯，神给他们的祝，神给他的祝福都是加倍的。
So if we look at the life of Job, his blessings were doubled.
但是加倍的祝福之前呢，就是先过死荫的幽谷。
But before he received the double portion of blessings, he was walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
那这里讲福杯满溢到底是指的什么？
And so here it talks about the cup runs over. What is it exactly referring to?
我们看第六节。
If we read verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
这个恩惠慈爱要随着我一生一世。
Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
如果我们常常花时间亲近神。
If we often spend time to draw near to God,
把我们的标准提高到圣经里面讲那个义路。
And we elevate our standards to the standard in the Bible of the path of righteousness.
然后在神操练熬练我们的时候，能够靠着神来提升我们的灵性。
And that when God is training us, we can elevate our spirituality through God's training.
那神的恩惠慈爱要一生一次随着我们。
Then the goodness and the mercy of God will follow us all the days of our life.
第六节最后一句话说，我要住在神的殿中直到永远。
The last phrase of verse 6 says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
所以福杯满溢最后的结果就是跟神合一。
So the final result of having your cup runs over is that we can be one with God.
因为我们得到神很大的恩典，所以我们很感谢神，那神与我们同在，就住在神的殿中直到永远。
Because we receive a lot of blessings of God, and we're very satisfied with Him, and God is with us, and so we will live with Him in His house forever.
什么叫永远？
What's forever?
永远就是如果主耶稣今天晚上再来，就提我们到天国，那就是永远。
Forever means that if Jesus comes tonight, and we will be with him in heaven, that is forever.
所以这个恩典是从地上要一直延续到天国。
And so this kind of blessing is going to continue from this earth until heaven.
所以诗篇二十三篇论的福气就是福杯满溢。
And so the blessing that Psalm 23 is talking about is the blessing that runs over.
我们来唱诗429首。
Let's sing hymn 429.